Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 on April 18th, 2023, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. We have with us today Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jim Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones and other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the proposed agenda?
I have none.
Comments from the public is item two on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak on the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 as if given by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk or distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Let's rise and let the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
to the Republic of which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
We will now hear comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record.
We have Gayla Shoemaker.
Okay.
Hello, commissioners. This is Gayla Shoemaker from Edmonds. And I have a question, and I assume you're going to be addressing it at some point, but I'm not quite sure when. I am wondering, well, as you know, resource adequacy is one of my great interests that I have asked several times about. So I'm especially interested in bill numbers 1117 and 5165 that Ryan talked about today and that I've been watching as well. And I'm wondering how those two bills are going to affect Snohomish County PUD. And if you would have those addressed at some time in the near future, I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Do we have any other comments from the public?
We do not.
Okay. Okay, now we'll move to the consent agenda. We'll approve the minutes for the regular meeting of April 4th, 2023. We'll approve bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments. Consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. And consideration of a resolution approving a letter of agreement between the Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Number 77, regarding the positions of lead meter deployment technician and meter deployment technicians 1 and 2. I'll call for motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners? I have none.
Thanks, Donna.
All right, I'll call for a vote. If you're in favor, say aye. If you're opposed, vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now we're going to move to a public hearing.
National, can you just note that it passed?
Pardon?
Can you just note that it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the motion is approved. Thank you. We'll now move to a public hearing and action on the disposal of surplus property, supplemental second quarter 2023. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on Exhibit A of the disposal of surplus property supplemental second quarter 2023 be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the second quarter of 2023. I can do that. Yes, thank you.
I'll now convene a public hearing. HUD Allworth is here. Drew is available to answer any questions or any comments from the public regarding the surplus property.
There are not.
Any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have no questions.
I have none either.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. If you're in favor, please vote aye. If you're opposed, vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number five on our agenda is items for individual consideration. Consideration of a resolution declaring official intent.
Mr. Walt, I think the clerk would like you to affirm that.
I'm sorry, I've been trying to do that. Let's see, was that a motion? Okay, the motion is approved. Thank you very much. Number five, individuals for individual consideration. Consideration of a resolution declaring official intent under U.S. Treasury regulations of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to pay or reimburse certain expenditures from proceeds of indebtedness and providing for certain other matters related thereto. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Lauren Way is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are none.
Any questions or comments from the commissioners?
We've
been thoroughly. Yes, we have. I have no questions. Okay. And I'll call for the vote. If you're in favor, vote aye. If you're opposed, vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is approved. Part B of this section, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO, General Manager, Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute an amendment of an interlocal agreement with the City of Linwood regarding the relocation of electrical distribution facilities associated with the construction of the city's 196th Street Southwest Improvement Project. I'll call for motion.
I move approval.
Under Flaherty is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are none.
Any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
Everyone.
Again, we've been very thoroughly briefed on
it. We have, yeah, it's exciting. So I'll call for a vote. If you're in favor, vote aye. If you're opposed, please vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Now we'll move on to the CEO General Manager's report. General Manager, have you any reports?
Of course I do. A couple items to share. First, out of our ITS group, Generation and the ITS data and analytics team partnered to incorporate real-time monitoring of our Jackson Hydro project on a Power BI dashboard with additional real-time data and camera feeds from various sources. The enhancements bring together data feeds and video to improve real-time visibility into the generation operations. CorpCom, the spring current hits mailboxes this week. Major focus is on in the addition is the energy block party. Connect Up and Hydro Appreciation Day. Also, our 2022 annual report has been posted on snowplant.com and printed for all our customers. This is a huge task, so a huge thank you to all those involved in getting that processed. All of the Hydro Appreciation Day tour slots scheduled for May 20th at the Wood Creek Sustainability Center filled up last week, and so we are adding additional slots. The CorpCom media team have been busy talking with KRKO and the Herald promoting our energy block party. Expect an upcoming story and radio ad this week as well. Thank you again to all of the Team PUD volunteers who have filled the slots, and we are excited and ready to go Saturday. I will also say that it did a little advertising in Southern California, San Diego, panel last week. And we're actually talking about community engagement. So I invited everybody in San Diego that day for our energy block party this Saturday. Our customer and energy services community office hours of operation. Customers continue to see value in face-to-face interactions. So we are starting to see an uptick in our customer walk-in traffic. So effective May 1st, we will be expanding the hours of our operations at Linwood, Arlington, and Monroe. Community offices will be now open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. This will match our Everett headquarter hours of operation, providing a consistent customer experience throughout our county. Stanwood and the Snohomish offices will remain closed. It appears that the one office in North and one office in East County is currently meeting the needs of the communities and of our customers in those areas. We will be contacting customer service. We'll be contacting customers who use the Stanwood and Snohomish drop boxes to work with them to adjust their payment methods according to their needs, as well as looking to increase payment options for the community by using agencies where it makes sense. And also an update, Brenda White and I met with Lake Stevens Mayor Brett Daly and Anaya Washington. Anaya is their HR director, who is currently acting as their city administrator. We got a great tour of the city and all the projects that they have going on, completed and were coming up. They have really a lot of cool stuff going on in Lake Stevens. And it just, we continue to build a very solid partnership with Lake Stevens. Brenda, Tom Hugby, and I are meeting with Mayor Tolbert in Arlington, I think later this week, I think on Thursday afternoon. Look forward to the meetings. We continue to have a great partnership with Mayor Tolbert. And lastly, I'm going to embarrass HUD. HUD Allworth is retiring very soon. I don't know if this is going to be your last commission meeting. It is.
Yes, sir.
Then you better stand up and take it. Long-time employee and significant contributions to the operations, especially the storeroom and all the critical needs that they deliver to us. So, yeah, he'll be missed.
Well, this is a surprise to me. I'm sure you're going to be really missed. And I'm sure you've had lots of memories, and you'll go on to enjoyment everywhere. Did you want to go? Do you have special plans? Or?
Two things I can't do, it's from the boss. I can't sleep in and I can't sit in my rear end in my chair, so I'll be busy.
None of this retirement.
That's rough.
Right. Could I just indulge the committee for a moment? I'd like to introduce my replacement here.
All right.
Claudio Lazar.
All right. Welcome.
Claudio comes from the company I came from 30 years ago. The game people that you may know, Super Mario jumping around, he comes from Nintendo of America, where I came from, and so it's kind of ironic that my replacement now is a gamer in a sense. So look forward to seeing Claudio here in the future.
Well, we will look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Quite a bit in the future and getting to know you. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here. Thank you.
Great. Well, there aren't many of us left, are there?
There's not. No. I'm sorry. I was cleaning out my office and I came across budget files that we did years ago when we were cutting 15-25% of costs to get back under the realm of things, but I thought it was kind of comical.
I want to keep them.
You may want to, we may want to reference some.
There you go. All the warehouse has is labor.
That's it.
No more reports from you, Mr. Harlow.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to commission business. We have commission reports from folks. What do you have to report? Mr. Olson, do you have any?
No, I don't.
I know we've attended some meetings, the same meetings.
I just wanted to say that I know the PVC executive meeting, we're limited to what we can discuss about it, but I continue to be impressed with SPP CEO and her leadership team. And,
yes.
Good presentation. And Steve Wright, I think, has some really important comments that he made.
Yeah, we had some really exciting, very interesting meetings down in Portland at the Public Power Council and PNUC. And we've had meetings of the Economic Alliance of Snohomish County. I attended one on transportation priorities for our county, mostly focused on the north end, Arlington, Marysville area, and highways up there. And gosh, there are several other really wonderful events. The Snohomish County update from County Executive Dave Summers was really interesting. And what else?
Did you do Arbor Day?
Oh yeah, oh, Arbor Day, of course. My favorite event, one of my favorite events. Arbor Day was really fun. We had students from Madison Elementary School, fifth graders, and we had, oh gosh, they were very, very respectful and really engaged and working hard to help us dig holes and plant trees. And as usual, it was cool and damp, which is good for the roots, very good for the trees. And the PUD arborist worked with the Everett City arborist, and it was just a wonderful day. And I just love that event, so that was fun. That was on the 12th of April, I believe. So any other reports? We've been busy. Any other reports for this time? Okay, we'll move on to the commissioner event calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
I don't have a change, but just to note that ATTA is in Seattle this year.
Right.
So looking forward to not having to get on an airplane. Not looking forward to driving down there.
Yeah.
But it's only in Seattle, so it's not the world. I'm curious, John, if is there anything we're doing as utility close proximity? Are we writing tours or?
I'm
just curious. I know we're not hosting. The same.
Seattle is a host utility. And I think they are, most of it is going to be Seattle City light centric.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be, it's APB is American Public Power Association, and all of us will be there, I think. And so looking forward to that very much. Any other, well, we're working on getting a commissioner's retreat in the works. Anything else?
I have nothing more on the event calendar.
Okay. We have in our board book now, we have the March District Performance Dashboard, which was quite interesting. Do you have any comments or questions about that? It was really quite an achievement to put that all together, I think. And Laura, what's her last name? Laura Lemke worked hard on that, and so thanks to Laura for that, and whoever worked with her. Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners regarding the dashboard, or do you have none?
Just to say, it's great to have all this in one place. So
yeah.
Thank you.
It is. It's very good. Very visual, as you can expect from Laura. Regarding governance planning, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
No changes. Or energy block party. Just want to make sure we get that word out there.
And food trucks.
Well,
with food trucks and squirrels.
But it's our way in this PUD of celebrating Earth Day, and everything that we're going to be doing relates to the Earth and protecting the Earth and making it better. And I, as I've said, we've had some youth groups here lately to present, I think it was Camino Island Smarties, is that right? And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I think getting a lot of young people involved in these events is really, and we're really going to be catering to young people, and even little ones with little helmets for them, things like that. It's going to be fun, so I hope to see all of you there. So, is there any further business to come before the board?
I do have one other item.
Yes, please.
I should have included this in my report, but shame on me. I did have an opportunity to participate on a panel, and that's what I was in San Diego for. It was actually the Grid Edge Technologies IEEE conference. And I got to sit on a public power panel that included SMUD, Paul Lauer, the CEO from SMUD, New York Power Authority, and Los Angeles Power and Water. So three of the biggest, probably three of the five or six biggest public power utilities in the country. And again, it just goes to show that we are punching way above our weight, being included. And actually, the things that we have going on here, our utility of the future, how we're engaging with our customers, how we're engaging with our communities, the technology that we're deploying in very intentional and deliberate ways that will bring benefits to us and to our customers was highlighted in that panel discussion. Lots of good feedback, good questions, good comments, good connections, and a team of our folks, Scott Gibson, Susie Oversby, John Heeb, a lot of folks that you hear talking actually prepared that my talking points.
Wow.
But again, it just goes to show that we are having a key influence, and what we're doing here is noticed, not just locally and regionally, but across the country in a good way. So I think it's something that we should all be very, very proud of.
So it's really going to be great to have people from all over the U.S. and beyond here with us in Seattle in June for the APPA conference. So thank you for representing us so well. And we're very proud of you for doing that. Yay.
Want to be part of that. And actually, it will be around that time that the process for selecting the new APPA CEO is still going on. And we'll be having some final meetings and interviews with the candidates. They're scheduling that in around the time of the national conference here in Seattle. So,
So you're helping as a member of the executive board?
Yeah. I'm on the CEO selection committee.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for that. I know you're working hard everywhere. So, thank you.
And you know, I'll just agree. I think we are punching in so many different areas.
It's like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, and when we go to these meetings, I mean, I learn so much, and meeting people, and Colin is usually with us. I mean, now and Jason and others and. So it's just an exciting world to be a part of. And it's so hard, it's really hard to, it's difficult to explain to the public how much is going on. Because some of it, you know, might be a little bit complicated, but I've said this before, but I get a lot of questions about whether we're going to be able to meet the energy demand. And with all of the new opportunities to work with other parts of the country and the Southwest Power Pool, what's exciting there is they're in different time zones, so their peak demand times are going to be different. They have different sources of energy. They have a lot of wind. And so all these things are pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, huge challenges, but those are opportunities for us to
challenges.
Sure, we can put our fingerprints all over.
I hope it helps us with our grid challenges too.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any further business to come before the board? Okay, hearing none. It's 1:54 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.